much, what have you seen out of Stanton, and has he been able to take on pressure, and what do you want to create from your pass rush this week?
Yeah, I think, really it's hard to tell the difference, you know, with both quarterbacks. I think they're operating well, efficiently, not turning it over. They're aggressive, taking shots down the field. They've got really good weapons that they're throwing to. And, we do, hear the rumblings that it'll probably be, Drew and not Carson. But we've prepared all week for both. Well, it'd be great to get him back. He's a good football player, and we knew we would get him back at some point. And, only missing three games and then getting him back is a nice thing. He's a good football player. He's instinctive. He's grown into a leadership role, and so we welcome him back.
Coach, what did it mean to you to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at halftime at the USC game this past weekend?
It was quite an honor. It's a special place, and there have been a lot of tremendous athletes that have gone through there. So, to be selected as somebody worthy of going in their Hall of Fame was something I take a lot of pride in. I'm very honored by that.
If they do take a lot of chances on offense, more than most maybe, is that just something that, you don't see that week to week. They will take shots in any down and distance.
Well, you see, teams will look for them, but not everybody's as aggressive actually throwing them. And just getting the ball down the field with giving the receivers a chance. I think having a couple of those bigger guys that they have probably gives them a little more confidence to do that. But that's certainly something we're aware of.
What is Floyd showing on film? We talked so much about Fitzgerald, but Floyd's off to a hot start. What does he bring?
Yeah, they've got a good group. They're five deep, and they'll play all five, sometimes all at once. And so they've got a good group. But Floyd's a long strider. Tracks the ball very well, good hands. He'll get in there and dig you out in the run game and dig out the safeties. And, he's playing well for him right now. And, the other guy, Brown, young guy out of Pitt State, is doing a nice job. Kind of has a T.Y. Hilton kind of element to him, that undersized guy with a lot of juice.
Who've had, been around at that level for as long as he has. What is it that contributes to his longevity, just staying around and staying and playing at that high level?
Which one are you talking about?
Fitzgerald, sorry.
Yeah, I've known Larry for a long time. He was actually like a ball boy in Minnesota when I was playing up there. So, I've been around him for a long, long time. He is a super young man, really good football player. He's gifted athletically, but he's really tremendous mentally in how he approaches the game and how he conducts himself and takes care of his body. He's got hands. I played with a guy named Chris Carter. He's in the Hall of Fame, got pretty good hands. I think Larry's that kind of, catching radius, just has a little more physically going on. But you're talking about a really good football player.
Did he have good hands as a ball boy?
Yeah, I don't remember. We didn't see the acrobatic catches as a ball boy, but yeah.
How much flexibility do you have on defense, and especially nickel, now that you've seen Brandon and Nate work together as a nickel linebackers and play pretty well there?
Yeah, we feel good about some of the different things that we can do. And, it's early in the season. We're growing as a football team. We're expecting to be better as we go through the year. And, we took a step forward in terms of some of the things that we're looking to accomplish in the last outing, and we expect to be a week better, when we go out this week here at home. So the guys are working hard. We've got some good players, some good design, and we're just working hard to make sure we can execute.
Do they give you the freedom to maybe give Danny a breather every now and again?
Yeah, I think we'll anticipate. I'm not sure exactly. But at some point, we will spell him throughout the game and not count on him going out there and playing, 80 plays or whatever right away.